first man to do four in a row, mega.
Yeah, very happy with that. That was my goal this morning, to give it a good go. I wasn't sure I could do it, actually, because it was a very strong field, you know. Weather played its part, obviously, and I've got nothing left now. I was racing along the prom there trying to break 15 hours, but just wasn't happening. However, four in a row, I'm very happy with that. Very, very happy.
Fifth one next year?
No, not doing it next year. A year off. Gap year.
Well, I don't blame you, but the time is not shabby at all. You seem to blast off, get a 10-minute lead, and seem to hold it all day.
Yeah, well, I was trying to extend it, if I'm honest with you, but the weather, it was very muggy, very hot. I was just constantly drinking, sweating and drinking. So it wasn't pleasant at all. This was slightly from Peel northwards, really. And so I struggled quite a bit, and I was just glad I could keep that 10-minute cushion. It might sound a lot, but it isn't really in a big picture. You know, in a long endurance race, it's not... anyway, so we got there.
Heard a lot on air today from the various people out and about. The atmosphere was mega. Was it awesome for you up front?
Oh, fantastic. I'll tell you what, the support that you get from people going past in their cars, tooting and shouting and waving, people in their houses or in the gardens, cheering you on and shouting and clapping, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I've got to take my hats off to them. It raises my spirits, as it probably does everybody else. It is really good.
So you can join them next year then?
Oh yeah, well, as I say, no, I'm following, my wife's going to do it next year, I'm following her around. So we'll see how that goes. Probably do 3 or 4 miles and she'll start throwing things back at me because I'm doing it wrong, you know, because she's done it for years, she's good at it, she knows what to do, what I need. So anyway, that's the plan.